Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about 9 myths about anxiety and debunking them. I found these myths about anxiety and I thought they were rather interesting, so I thought we would go through them and see what we can find. And one of the ways that we come about to be anxious or to be struggling with what I call anxiety panic. It doesn't mean that you had an anxious moment or you had an anxious day. It means that you've gone down the wormhole, so to speak. You live a daily life of the pain and the discomfort of being afraid of the fear, being afraid that more anxiety is coming, being afraid of the fear. And so when we have been struggling with too many worries for too long, that's what happens to us. They begin to interfere with our sleep and keep us from enjoying the life that we really are here to live. So just know that you're not alone if you've had that happen. And if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously understand that that's what anxiety is, that unrelenting, clenched down fear. It's not just having a worry or being worried about one particular thing. It doesn't really go away until you begin to learn how to let it go away. So anyway, that we're going to get into the myths and we'll be talking about some of that. But I want you to know that you're not alone, that millions of people in the United States anyway are stressed out and they worry, and a lot of it needlessly, because we have trained our brain to go there. And because of this prevalence, there a lot of research has been done around anxiety and stress. So you don't have to suffer in silence. You know you can come here and listen to the show. And you don't have to just hope that your worries will go away. There's a way to learn how to deal with worry. We will all have struggles, discomfort, and worries in our lives. We really will. But that doesn't mean we have to learn to live with anxiety panic or live down the wormhole, the way that I like to put it. There are things that we can do to alleviate our struggles and our way of thinking. A lot of it is about our physical feeding into the anxiety and our mental feeding into the anxiety. It's up to us to learn how to not have to pine after certainty all the time, and to be afraid of discomfort. Those are two of the basics. This is what happens with anxiety, is it drives you for certainty, which is impossible. And it also drives you to have to be safe and comfortable all the time. You like refuse to be in discomfort. That means that something's wrong and your brain is used to pushing the emergency button when you are uncomfortable. So those are things that are very true with anxiety all across the board. Whether you're young or old, you want certainty and you hate discomfort. And discomfort means danger to you. One of the things I tell my clients all the time is discomfort is not dangerous. Like, we can learn. We want to learn how to tell our amygdala not to hit the emergency button just because we're uncomfortable. just because something has changed. We can deal with it. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Now let's get into these myths. The first one that I found here was that anxiety isn't a real illness. Well, we all know that anxiety is a part of life. And although there isn't a medical test that you can take to see if you have anxiety or if you have gone down the wormhole, you know, all of your worries and the physical consequences that go with them, it is very real. So I want to go along with this and bust this myth. Yes. If your worries are negatively impacting your life, you can get help and take steps to treat it. The second myth is that you can pass out when having a panic attack. Nope. No, not true. A panic attack won't cause you to pass out. Fainting will usually occur when there is a drop in your blood pressure. And actually, the opposite occurs when you're experiencing a panic attack with your heart rate and blood pressure increasing. Myth number three. You should avoid stressful situations if you suffer from anxiety. Well, nope, that's not true either. You should definitely not avoid these situations. That's your anxiety talking, right? The issue is it's almost impossible to avoid stressful situations anyway. Life is full of stressful and often unexpected situations that you simply cannot avoid. Anxiety is telling you to keep backing off more and more and more. And that is not the way out of the struggle. So you should not avoid stressful situations. Now, you may need to back off when you are extremely deep down the wormhole and you need to catch your breath, but that's it. Other than that, avoiding stressful situations can actually make your anxiety worse. But you can learn how to cope with ways to deal effectively with these situations by understanding that discomfort is not dangerous and that uncertainty is not dangerous. Life is filled with uncertainty and we can learn to face it. Myth number four, some people just worry and cannot be treated. Well, that's not true either, right? While there are some people who stress more than others, there are certainly many different ways that you can deal with your anxiety and your worry, and you can find your way out of the wormhole, no matter who you are. I guarantee it. And so just find the help that is right for you. Myth number five, anxiety disorders are rare. Well, we know that one's not true either because there's a lot of you listening to this show. And so, you know, it's a whole spectrum, right? Anxiety, it can go all the way to being what is technically labeled or diagnosed as a disorder, but you can also just have high anxiety. You can just have high stress. It's quite a big spectrum of where you might land on that, but it is very common. And you may think that you're the only person who suffers from such worries, but the research has found that as many as 1 in 5 struggles with an anxiety disorder. So that doesn't even include those of you who are just high stressed, right? So that's a lot of people. And here's another thing I want to say about this is it looks like it's rare because so many people would never admit it. Even people in our own families may not admit that they are anxious or that they are struggling with high stress and anxiety. It's okay that they're not willing to say that. They will find their own way, but just know that there are so many people out there. You are not alone. The sixth myth that they have here is, my anxiety will get better on its own. Well, I disagree with that because left to its own devices, the anxiety will just get worse. And one of the reasons for that is because anxiety will tell us to do things that are not healthy for us. Like I had said earlier, anxiety will tell you to avoid things. And by avoiding things, you are telling the anxiety that it's right, that is the way to go. And so by putting it off and just letting it be, it won't get better by itself. It may not get worse, but I guarantee you it will not get better. You just have to get some sort of help. Maybe that's self-coaching. You can do this yourself. I did it myself. I didn't even have an internet. So I know you guys can do it. You can get help if you want. There's all kinds of therapy and coaching that you can get for yourself. Or you can do it yourself. There's no reason that you have to just let it be. Maybe it's self-coaching, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's coaching with a coach. We offer that. We have group coaching. There are many different things you can do. There's lots of different groups you can join. You can get yourself out of this, but do something. That's what I'm saying. Don't just let it be and say, oh, it'll just go away on its own. Because without doing anything, it will tend to get worse rather than better. Myth number 7 here is, I only need a little drink to get through this. Well, that's definitely a myth, isn't it? It's not true. Many choose self-medication because it would feel that way. Well, alcohol feels good for many people. It feels good in the moment or it feels good early on, but alcohol is a very slippery slope with anxiety. It will make your anxiety worse. But people self-medicate in all kinds of different ways, and alcohol, recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, overworking, shopping, gambling. There's a lot of different ways that our anxiety can be hiding and self-medicating because we feel good when we are doing those addictive kind of behaviors. It feels like the anxiety is at bay. So a little drink will not help. We don't want to go there. Myth number 8, anxiety treatment will take forever. Well, that's not true either. You can start to see improvements. I get email from people all the time that are telling me, they didn't even come to see me privately. They listen to the show and they tell me how much better they are doing and not taking a long time. People who see me one-on-one report all kinds of different lengths of time to feel better. It all depends on your circumstances, but it will not take forever. And you also can just start to feel better and not even notice it, because I tell people this story all the time when I am asked on other shows, when I'm interviewed on other podcasts, people will say, well, when was your last panic attack? And there is no answer to that because I don't remember. Anxiety and panic will disappear very slowly to your feeling about it because you're not going to notice all the little changes. But So often when I see clients, maybe we'll have 2 weeks or 3 or even 4 weeks in between sessions, and they make remarkable change that in my eyes, but they don't see it because they are with themselves day in and day out. So you may not see your changes as they happen, but your change will happen and treatment will not take forever. And the ninth myth I have here is you can overcome anxiety overnight if you want to. Well, that's the other side of the coin, right? So we've often heard people say this to us when we are anxious, or you've heard people say it to someone else. Just get over it. Just get over it. Like, stop it. I have to laugh because if we could just get over it, we would have a long, long time ago. So when it comes to your concerns and people say that, they likely don't really understand that much about worry or anxiety and how it manifests in your physiology and your psychology. And this kind of lack of support can help you to feel like you have to suffer in silence, but that's not true. It's just people who don't understand. And so maybe that isn't someone that you want to pull in when you're having a difficult time, because they don't know how to be with you when you are struggling. But you can get help. You can get help in groups. You can get help online. You can come to our coaching. You can come to our group coaching. You know what? You can listen to the show. You can listen to other podcasts. What you want to do is surround yourself with people who have had success, people who have found a way to help themselves to live a life without having to have it be filled with certainty and comfort. We don't need to be wrapped in cotton batting in order to get through life. You know, worry and anxiety are predictable, they are redundant, and they are persistent. I say it's predictable because it never comes out of the blue. There's always a buildup to our worry and our anxiety. And it's redundant because all of you know, over and over, anxiety is telling you, you can't handle this. You can't handle this. Well, that's not true either. That's another one of those lies that is just coming out of a fearful mind. It's not trying to hurt you. It's just trying to get you to safety. And of course, worry and anxiety is persistent. We know that. It comes back over and over again. But we can deal with this. We can find the ways that help us to live a life without needing certainty and comfort. We can do it. And it's a serious thing, this anxiety panic, because if we don't take care of it and learn how to live in this world, which is filled with things for us to be worried about, how we can handle all of that, if we don't learn how to do that, we will prevent ourselves from living a fulfilled life. So don't let these anxiety myths stop you from doing what you need to do to feel better, to get better. And feeling perfectly fine is not the goal. The goal is to know that you can handle this. You've got this. So I hope you'll keep listening to the show, because I know you can do this. And if you want to come and hear everything we've got to offer here, please keep coming back. I look forward to having another show put together for you in another couple of days. Thanks for being here with me. And now for today's quote. You must learn to let go. Release the stress. You were never in control anyway. And that's from Steve Marabulli. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.